This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Most people don't know that Elizabeth actually lived in Germany for a semester of college, having no idea years ago when she lived there that she would be living in Germany, and she was a German major. And so when you were a major at this particular college in Michigan, a language major, if you were studying Spanish, you spent a semester in Spain. If you were studying French, you spent a semester in France. German, you spent a semester in Germany. If you were an English major, you went to Kentucky. That was the program that they went on. So anyway, she had no idea years ago in the 90s that she would be living in Germany. And so that's what she does. And she speaks fluent German. The older two speak fluent German. It's just amazing to hear them speak to their friends in German without missing a beat and then turning to us and speaking in English. But when she was in Germany the first time, she was looking for a church and couldn't find one. She just was not successful in finding a place to worship with other Christians. She's buying a carpet for her little apartment from a man by the name of Mohammed, obviously a Muslim. And somehow the subject came around, I can't find a church, and you would think that would be a little awkward to be talking to a Muslim and saying, I can't find a place to worship, and he says, I can help you. He was from Jordan, emigrated to Germany. He said, I married a girl from Kansas City, Missouri, in the U.S., and she's a Christian, and she goes to such and such a church. Well, he hooked Elizabeth up with his wife. They became the best of friends while they were there. And what's interesting about that story is this, is God used an unlikely person in an unlikely location, an unlikely scenario, to lead Elizabeth to a body of believers that she would become very close to, and would end up teaching a class there for women for a period of time. God is in the business of using unlikely people for spiritual purposes, for the kingdom of God, because he's in the business of using you and me. You may be an unlikely person in some ways. Why are you talking about that today? We study today in the Gospel of Luke a man who was known as a centurion. Centurion was an officer over 100 soldiers. Luke 7, beginning at verse 1. When Jesus had finished saying all of this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The original language, you know what it means? He was finished. He was done for in terms of living. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, this man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation, he loves our people, and has built our synagogue. So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, Lord, don't even trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed, for I myself am a man under authority. Notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, I'm a guy in charge. I have authority. He said, I'm under authority of other people, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And I say to that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd, following him, he said, I tell you, I haven't seen such great faith even in Israel. Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.